Chapter 3 On Her Own. After years of living under the guidance of her parents, Marla wanted to be independent. She enrolled at San Diego State College. She lived on her own for the first time in a place that made few accommodations for visually impaired students. Marla had enough maturity now to realize she needed to ask for help. She found a student to take notes for her and readers to make tapes of her reading assignments. The workload was grueling, and the help was sometimes unreliable. Caption: Marla struggled to keep up at San Diego State College. Feature box: A track and field star. Jackie Joyner Kersee broke scoring records throughout her career as the finest heptathlete in history. She is regarded as the best all-around female athlete in the world. Jackie won 1 silver and 2 gold Olympic medals in the heptathlon. Like Marla, Jackie had many early hardships. She came from an extremely poor family. Jackie's mother died just as Jackie was beginning her sports career. Yet Jackie persevered to become a champion. Marla again found comfort at the track. Though she could see only the outer edges of her surroundings, some colors, movement, and a lot of feet, she still felt strong, fast, and capable when she was running. Marla began to broaden her skills by setting records in high jump and running on the relay team. In the summer of 1988, Marla was fascinated by American Olympic athlete Jackie Joyner Kersee as she broke the world record in the heptathlon. The heptathlon is a 7-event track and field competition. The events are 100-meter hurdles, shot put, javelin, high jump, long jump, 200-meter race, and 800-meter race. The competition requires superior athletic versatility and stamina. It got Marla thinking about her next challenge. She decided to train for the heptathlon.